will be our hachana, our preparations, along with many others, of course, our preparation for the Yom Nerayim. The greatest thing that we could do is to work on, even a little bit, to work on one of our midas, to try to be a little bit better this year, Mitzvah Shem. On page Kuf Ayin Zayin, where it says, V'yaduah mitzadikim, schusim again alay. V'yaduah mitzadikim. Now there's something else that Rav Silverberg explains here. There's something else that has a tremendous effect upon our midas and causes difficulties in self-improvement. We're talking about many, many different things. Even something as simple as a person being tired or hungry. We were talking about that last week a little bit. But there's something very basic, and that's what he touches upon very briefly in this paragraph. See, there's a problem when a Jew is nichshol, when a Jew succumbs and fails in a completely unrelated inyan. In other words, not with his midas, but let's say that a person is, when it comes, God forbid, to Shabbos, when it comes chas v'sholom to inyan of taras mishpacha. When a Jew is nichshol, when a Jew fails in some area of his or her life, it's not just an isolated problem. It creates a certain systemic issue that affects the person entirely. Therefore, not only when we're tired or hungry are we irritable and our midas are not functioning the way that they should, but as Rav Kook writes in the Aris HaTshuva, and many tzaddikim explain, that the fact that a person sins, the fact that a person does aveiros, has a tremendous impact upon the person in every respect. In every respect. That loss of innocence, that loss of pureness, affects everything about him. So he's explaining here, that that when a Jew does something that's impure, God forbid, when he does an aveira, that error of impurity affects him. Rav Kook spoke about the anger of the Rishayim, that the wicked are very angry. There's an anger, there's a kaas. There's a kaas. We understand that when a person is not living in accordance to his inner self, when the person is not living according to the Ratzon Hashem, even though he can make up a million excuses why he's not doing this and why he's doing that, inside of himself, there's a sense of brokenness. There's something that's incomplete, and that has an effect upon one's midas. That has an effect upon one's entire way of looking at reality. Shekamash Yehudi nichshol b'chatoim rachman al islam. That to the extent that a Jew, God forbid, is nichshol, he fails and he does certain aveiros, whether it's b'machshava, he thinks about wrong things, dibur, he speaks in a way that he shouldn't, amaisa, does things that he shouldn't, b'nodem l'chaveira, b'nodem l'makam, and it doesn't make a difference. It could be something which is b'nodem l'makam. It's totally unrelated to his relationship to people. In other words, it might be in an area of kashrus. It could be in an area of, as I said before, Shabbos or whatever. Or a person's looking at the wrong things. A person's reading the wrong things. And that will affect the entirety of the person so that in terms of kinna, jealousy and anger and pride and so on, the entire system is affected by that impurity. That's what he explains. We're on page Kuf Ayin Zayin. Kol Echad B'Mechshol L'Shalo, on the right side of Kuf Ayin Zayin. Kol Echad B'Mechshol L'Shalo, each person has his own problems, his own failures and issues. U'B'Nesiyayin L'Shalo, M'Zgabra HaNefesh B'Hamis V'Hamidus Alei Toivis B'B'Chinah Shal Ein Sholom Ba'Atzomai B'Bnei Chatosi. It says in Pasuk, Ein Sholom Ba'Atzomai, meaning that in my bones there's no peace. I'm not at peace with myself. Ein shalom ba'atzomai. And why is a Jew not at peace? It doesn't say in the pasuk because there are other people who are fighting, other people who are arguing with me, the main reason that a person is unhappy and as a result of that unhappiness will get involved in machloikis, fights, and be jealous and angry and has a strange imbalanced way of looking at himself vis-a-vis others. Where does that all come from? Ein sholom ba'atzomai, because in myself I'm sibroch because of my aveiros. In myself I'm not whole because of the things that I've done wrong in my life. And you know that when a person is feeling really, really bad, sometimes it can be over some narishkeit. Let's say, you know, I always use the mashal, which is so simple for us now to relate to, the mashal of gaining weight, which is not just a mashal, it's in Metzius, there's such a thing too. Gaining weight. So a person might be upset with himself or herself because of a diet that she was on and was successful, and over time has lost control and has reverted to his or her earlier eating habits and turns out to have gained more weight and so on and so forth. So we would say that should just be viewed as an isolated situation, that this particular person is unhappy about his or her weight and is not happy because you can't fit in this outfit and it doesn't look good in the mirror, whatever that means. But we all know that it's not just a question of that one issue of how do I feel about my weight. I could snap out at people that day. It could be an hour or two after I most recently weighed myself, so I could be short tempered. I could look at another person with tzaras eye in a negative way. So lachas kama v'kama. If that's true when it comes to something which is so silly, a silly person feeling good is not silly. But when it comes to something in comparison to this, which is silly, so how much more so? Ein sholom ba'atzomai. If a person inside is tzibrochen about his or her state of ruchnius and the relationship to Hashem that he or she feels has been somehow damaged as a result of aveiros, so then you tend to be more angry. And it's not related to the aveiros, nothing to do with chakashus, taras mishpocha, shmirsa, halosh, whatever it is, shmirsay naim, but it will spill over into the area of the midas as well. Because ain't shalom bat somai, because I'm unhappy in myself, there's no peace within myself. But nechatos. And when a person is not in a state of shalom, and shalom of course means shleimus, so naturally that brokenness is going to creep into every area of life. It's not just that particular inyan. And what we spoke about at the beginning, how hidden the midas are, how hidden these problems are. So why can't we see ourselves in a clear way? Why can't we spoke about this at the very beginning that we oftentimes don't even realize that the root of a certain problem might be jealousy. We don't even realize, like Korach, who didn't realize that the root of his entire problem was a very, very subtle jealousy. Why don't we see this? So the Teretz that he's saying, the explanation is that one of the main reasons is that if a person is, God forbid, engaged in aveiros, if a person is doing aveiros, that clouds one's vision. It doesn't enable a person to see reality in an accurate way. We just don't see things clearly because of those imperfections that have blemished us. If you stop sometimes, like say you could be, if you'd be watching something, God forbid, that you shouldn't be watching. So a person's watching a show that they shouldn't be watching. And there could be 100 terutzim why I know that this Rebbetzin watched it, and this Rav watched it, and it's okay, and all these terutzim, all the narishkeiten that we always make up, all these things. So, but if a person would ask himself, would the Chofetz Chaim feel comfortable with this? Would the Chofetz Chaim feel good about this? What would the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, if he was put in front of the television set and sat and see this? Would he find all kinds of terutzim that's educational? You know, all these things that, education, all the narishkeiten. With the Chavetz Chaim, with the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, with the Vilna Gaon, the Chassam Sofer, and we're not even talking about Abai Rav, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Every one of us who's honest knows that they would literally faint. It's not a question of there was just the language wasn't proper, but the clothing was not. These are all things that the Chassam Sofer, the Tzaddikim would literally faint if they would see such a thing. They would spend the next year or 20 years. Trying to cleanse themselves of that inappropriate thing that they saw, they heard. So how come we're not so sensitive? You know, we're not so sensitive. So you see, we're not on such a, we're not Bali Madragas like this, And as a result of that, what he's explaining is that since we're not living, since we're oftentimes far from a madrega of tahara, of pureness, so the result of that is that it's hard for us to really know where are the words that we speak, where do they come from, the actions, the things that I do, where are they coming from? Where are they coming from? The same way that we have a million ways to cover up all kinds of things that are improper, all ways of covering up things. And we could find many, many ways to cover up those things. The truth of the matter is that if we would be pure in that purest way, so then we certainly would be able to understand ourselves better and to know where these problems are coming from. It would be possible maybe to if I listen to a tape. Look at that pasuk. This is a pasuk to think about. This is a pasuk to think about before Yontif. Hisigune avanosai. My averus have caught up with me. And what's the result of my averus catching up with me? Very simple. V'lo yacholti liros. I can't see. V'lo yacholti liros means I don't see things in a clear way. I don't see things in a clear way. V'lo yacholti liros. V'kamash Yehudi, and to the extent, Shka. V'kamash Yehudi mezakich atzma. Shka. To the extent that a person purifies himself. V'shoymer atzma. Kach misgabrim hamidas toivus. The midas toivus are strengthened when a person is careful with things that have nothing to do with necessarily with the midah. Could be, again, things that are Shabbos, Yotif, whatever it is, Shmir Seinayim, Shmir Samachshava, whatever it is. But when a person is living in a state of tahara, he becomes very, very sensitive to anything that's wrong, to anything that under normal circumstances we wouldn't necessarily perceive, we wouldn't realize, we wouldn't notice. In the pasuk rekavat somas kinnah, that we learned that the rekav, the rottenness, the bones rotting, or the rekav of the atzomas is kinnah, what causes the bones to rot, this inner corruption is kinnah, is jealousy. But it says in Pasig, it's a Chazal say, that Avinoisav Chakukna Latzmoisav, that the Aveiris become engraved upon a person's bones. They become part of who you are. They become part of who you are. It's a terrible entanglement and complication. And that's why it affects everything. Lahavdil, nobody should know from sickness. A person could have something wrong in one part of the body, and a person's, you know, you could bang your toe, and you can get a terrible headache. Or a person could have something in the brain, chalila, a tiny little thing that's not functioning properly, or in the heart, chalila. But it has an impact upon the entire body. You can't be separated and say this is the only problem. The whole person suffers from it, and that's how it is when it comes to aveiros. It affects our midas. So when a person does tshuva, the result of tshuva, you know, right after, you know, can you imagine any of us, let's say, right after Ne'ilah, right after Hashem Ulekim, Hashem Elokim, right after Shema Yisrael, Hashem Ken Hashem Achad, it would be very unlikely that any of us would fall into an inyan of kina, kaz, kovet, taiva, gaiva. It would be very, very unlikely. You know, it might be 2 hours later, 3 hours later. It's very unlikely that right after Ne'ilah that we should have such an inyan. Not only that, it would seem extremely odd that would happen to us. to even think of such a thing would be very, very odd. Why? Because after an entire Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and after working on oneself so hard for that period of time, and when we taste a little bit of what it means to be a child again, a little bit of what it means to be pure and holy, so then we see that kinna, jealousy, doesn't pass. It's ugly. We see it for what it really is, which we abnormally wouldn't see it. V'zechad enyonim shepiha aretz nivra ben hashmosir shel erev Shabbos. And this is one of the inyonim, one of the meanings of the Mishnah of Chazal will tell us that one of those things that was created by the Ben Hashmashas, by the twilight of Erev Shabbos of creation, was what was the Piharetz, was that opening when the earth opened and swallowed up Korach. That was created Erev Shabbos of creation, Ben Hashmashas, that time when it was not quite Friday, not quite Shabbos, that time Ben Hashmashas. It was Shabbos, Chol. That itself is a very big inyan. What those things that were created Davke at that time, which the Maral talks about in his Perush and Pirkei Avos in Derech Chaim, which is definitely kedai to see. But here the Tzaddik explains, what does that mean? Shepi Aretz Nivra Ben Hashmashas Erev Shabbos. This opening that would swallow up this opening of the earth that would swallow up Korach, that and his followers, he says, Davke at that time. Why? He says, Ki oz uzman meyuchad l'tshuva. Because that is a time, Ki oz uzman meyuchad l'tshuva. Because Erev Shabbos, many of you might not realize this, but Erev Shabbos, especially right when Shabbos is coming in, Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmash, at that time, candlelighting, and that time a little bit after candlelighting is one of the most unbelievable moments of tshuva. It's the tzaddikim, they say by the Rebbe Elimelech in Lezhensk, it was mamish like Yom Kippur every week, and the Rebbe used to go and speak to the, says he used to speak to his children, to his wife, and ask them for mechila, and he would speak, and there was an old woman that was a maid that was working in the household of the Rebbe Elimelech. She was a woman that lived to be over 100, and one of the later tzaddikim asked, can you remember anything from the Rebbe Elimelech? And she said, I don't know, I just remember that Friday at candlelighting, the crying, the bechias of the Rebbe were like mamish Yom Kippur, and that he would ask me for mechila if at any time during the week I spoke to, that he, if at any time during the week he spoke to me in a way that wasn't proper. That's what the woman who was working in the Rebbe Elimelech's house would say. That's what she remembered. That every Friday was like Yom Kippur. Shabbos Boi Toshuv. Shabbos is a lashon of tshuva. Shabbos is the letters to return. Tov Shin Beis, Tashuv, is Shabbos. Shabbos. He says, Ki ozu zman miyuchad l'tshuva. Zich ois vashon for Shabbos Kodesh. To go to a mikveh, to clean oneself. To clean oneself before Shabbos. Kiyadua. If a person would know the Eis Rotzen of that time of Erev Shabbos, Ben Hashmosh, when you light candles, what an Eis Rotzen, the time of lighting candles is. That's why there's such a Yitzhahar not to be at peace and not to have quiet at that time. You know, when something is important, that's, you could tell, because there's so many things that are keeping it away from you. That a person should have the presence of mind by candlelighting. It's such an important time. Kiddua. Vayidei shem izbainanim bahamidah shalonu. Kam hamidah mizgarbam revimaisan lochurban lahabchina shal piharetz. Kamei karach. Now, what does the piharetz mean? What does that mean? It means that here you have an unbelievable tzaddik like Korach, who is literally swallowed up by this tiny little kinnah that he had. By this hidden jealousy, it swallowed up his life. Physically, I mean, l'maisi, killed him. But the piharetz is not just something that Korach goes through. All of us are being swallowed up by these midas. You feel it. When you lose your temper, and you know that you're, and you know afterwards, and when you're able to collect yourself, you know that it was wrong. So you feel like climbing into Korach's hole, you know? You want to climb in with Korach. You feel so bit. Because the midas cause a churban. The midas, when we lose control, when we act out of jealousy, when we live in such a way, so we're being swallowed up by the same piharetz. And that piharetz is from that time. That's the time when we could defeat it. That's the time when we can close up that opening of Korach's, that swallowed up Korach. And if we think about that, and that's especially Erev Shabbos, right when you come into Shabbos, when it's such an important time to do tshuva, if you think about that, and how Korach was destroyed because of kinna, and the piharetz is mamish waiting to swallow each and every one of us up if we don't work hard to overcome this. Vazman tshuva shel Erev Shabbos nimshel kol haShabbos kodesh ki yidua mitzadikim zchusim again lenu Shabbos and Shabbos Beit Toshuv. Ubefrat Shabbos inin of tshuva, ubefrat b'sim Shabbos kodesh b'ayv deriven, and especially the time of shalashudas, the time matzoyi when Shabbos is leaving, the time of Ben Hashmashas. What an unbelievable time that has to be used in a very, very good way. It's harder for the women, because the Baal Shem Tov, as you know, strengthened the whole union of Dibur Chaveim, of getting together during the time of Shol Shidus, and to sing, and to have Esayrus, and so on. The time when Shabbos is leaving is Raiva Deravim, which means what? It means desire of desire, will of will. It's the holiest moment when Shabbos comes in and when Shabbos leaves. The taste of Shabbos, and that little time that we add on to Shabbos at the end, shows B'chinas Yom Kippur. It has a B'chin of Yom Kippur. Gewaldig is man Shuvah. V'an neshama shlonu nichnas l'makam gavoyah. The neshama enters into a very exalted place at that time. V'yochel ha'avin kama garam l'atzmen, in the same way that in Yom Kippur, we can be honest with ourselves. When we're purified of all the avarice, then we see the truth. It hurts, but we see the truth. So too, every Erev Shabbos and every time of Shalashid is that time of the week when a person is lifted to a higher place and he now looks at things with the eyes that are real, that are true, that are pure, so that he's able to see Taka the Piharis, he's able to see that gaping hole of the earth that swallowed up Karach, and he's able to see what happened to him during the week, how that kinna swallowed me up. It's terrible. I mamish love my children, and my kaas swallowed me up this week. My anger swallowed me up. And my need for covet, my gaiva, or my taiva, how it swallowed me up. And it's not the way that I want to be. And you could see it. Erev Shabbos ben Hashemaz. You could see it when it comes time for Raiva the Raiva, when it comes time for when Shabbos is leaving. The Yochel Ahavin Kamagaram Latzmein. Shamidis Oisim Chorbanis. That the Midas cause. The Midas cause unbelievable churbanas. V'kami higanu l'hamatzav shel ein sholom ba'atzomayim b'bnei chatosi. And then Friday, when Shabbos comes in, when peace is somehow, on some level, that inner peace is being restored. On some level, I'm coming back to that point of shalom in myself. Not just that this shalom in the world on Shabbos in my home, but it should be inside myself, there should be shalom. When that happens, at the moment that happens, and I taste something of that shalom, and my inner life becomes somewhat uplifted, then I'm able to see, gewalt, what did I cause with my kaas, with my kinder, with my taivas, what did I cause during the week? And then you want to scream from the depths of your heart. As it says in the pasuk, tzorak liba mel Hashem, the heart screamed out to Hashem. What? Sheyinaka yisonu, that the Bein Shalom should purify us. V'yitaher libeinu l'avdecha b'emes, v'yitaher midaseinu, that he should purify our midas. V'yidush b'shabbos kodesh mei Hashem shal Shabbos inu kabel shmatzak aseinu yodeh talumas, that during Shabbos, that, without going into anything that's not for our level, but that shame of Hashem that's concealed, that's hidden in that tefillah of Ana B'Koyach, where it says that Hashem, that Shabbosenu Kabbal, that Hashem hears, receives, he accepts our call, our screaming to him. But not only physically screaming, not yelling. We say, Shmatz, Sakaseni Yodea Talumas, that the Baruch Shalom, who knows what's hidden in my heart, even though I might not mamish be screaming and I can't scream, I don't know how to scream, or I it's not in me to give a mamish a shri, but my heart is screaming. Ubisholoshudas, Meyo Hashem Shiyodea Talumas, especially during the time of Sholoshudas, that shame of Yodea Talumas, I'm afraid that many, many people don't spend the time of Sholoshudas in the proper way. Many of the shuls in America started to do away with Sholoshudas. It became not a big thing. They started to do other things. And Bechlal, what are the women during that doing? What are you doing during that time? It would be such a good time to be able to make in the house. It depends. I don't know if there's some homes where the men are, when the men come back home for Sholoshudas, somebody, when they're in shul shall shoot this, but it should be something which is spent in a good way with his iris and Devei Torah and with Shire Dveikis and the Guna Dveikis. It should be conducted in such a way. It's terrible. It would be a terrible avla if that time of the week is spent stam, like sitting on a couch and, you know, the same schmoozing, the same, you know, the same Nairishkeit. Not that the Nairishkeit the whole week, but it would be chaval. It would be chaval. Sha'ach shev mesugel litzayk is al kol ha'talumah shebeseicheinu. That time, there's such a time to call out from all the talumas, from that, those hidden places inside of us. Hasheroshim ha'amukim shal amidas le'tayvis, and to get to the sheroshim ha'amukim, to get to the deeper root of what, to see things clearly of those midas that have not been perfected, those midas that are not good. Shenalom mechusim b'charayv derayvim shal shudas mesugel bi'ayis le'gila taharis amidas, or befratay de'tfilas amukis, and at that time, mamish to to call out from a deep place, Tefillas Amukis. It's like, you know, when the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is in that place of Lifnai Velifnim, it's so interesting. You know, look in the Machzor, even before, you know, it's good to look in the Machzor before Yom Tov. It's not such a good thing to just fall into Yom Kippur, fall into Rosh Hashanah. It's good to look at the Machzor over the next couple of weeks. Next week is Rosh Hashanah. It's kedai to look at the Machzor, to prepare, to look at the Machzor. So you see that when that Yom Kippur and Avodim, the Kohen Gadol would go Lifnai Velifnim, and the Kohen Gadol would go. When the Kohen Gadol would go into the holiest of holies, the holiest moment of the year, the holiest person, to daven for Klal Yisrael. So you look there in the Machzor, you'll see that so many of the things, what was he asking for? He davened the Tefillah Ktzara. There are things that he said that are very, very amazing. One of the things that no Jewish woman should miscarry, it should be a full-term baby, right? It shouldn't miscarry, which the Tzaddikim, of course, the Arizal said, means that all of our good thoughts and feelings shouldn't be miscarried. That we should be able to live according to the decisions that we make and to live the right way, but there's also tremendous bakoshes for inyonim ben olam l'chaveira. That it should be a year without kinnah, without taiv, without covet, all those things that we ask for at that time, that the Kohen Gadol on behalf of each and every Jew, so much is asked in that area of ben olam l'chaveira. Why? Because when the Kohen Gadol was lifnai v'lifnim at that moment of unbelievable pureness and holiness. So he's able to see things so clearly. He takes us with him, and then it's clear to us how much the midas, how much these midas are hurting us, and how much these midas are destroying us. So when a person is in a state of tahara, he's able to see things accurately. Vav, va'achshav nishtadal adaber zashem zbarach me'oyd yisayid ba'avaydal shatikin hamidas. We're going to talk about one more thing. Yadum tzadikim. Kam eitzes ech lagil atikin amidus, and the shtadl adabe b'ksarim eitza achas shigil tzaddikim. We're going to talk about a certain eitza, a piece of advice that the tzaddikim have given us to work on ourselves, to work on the midas. Noisif l'kam eitzes shidibanim b'zashem b'kam apamim mehem ha'eitzes shigias yigias a Torah kedosh. Of course, it means he's this in brackets. He says, of course, putting more effort into learning Torah. Basmother v'tzifus v'achon el levakish lofnei alim, which atar kedosh yitayv yisakin amidus. Before you learn, to ask Hashem that the learning, this is a very simple thing, that before you learn, whatever it is, you're learning the parasha, whatever it is that you're learning, before you learn, that you should ask the Baruch Shem to help that this Torah that I'm learning should somehow help to refine me, help to purify my midas. Certainly tefillah davening, v'shenizke legalis hamidah shalonu, v'leida mayim gormim lonu, that we should know what the negative midas are causing. B'frak shirayim eizes gabrus levakish chazak mayim kiedumi astraliska, v'eitzel gvayz amanim yuchadim lulman binyan midas. Of course, to learn inside the svarim these inyanim of the midas, whatever safer it is that a person likes, but everybody should try to learn a safer that deals with this inyan of tikkun amidas. B'sifra yira, v'frak kalechad al amidas yadeya shetzarech. The next page, kuf ayin ches, shetzarech avayda behem. V'eitzel shtadal liyas, this is all in parentheses. V'eitzel shtadal liyas tamid al amishma, to be always careful, vigilant. V'achak kol michshol sheyesh liyudi lechapes v'livdoik. The live dike tive ma'efai baha mikshal, to try to understand why did I mess up in this thing, what happened, where does this come from? All of this is what we spoke about, ma'ezamida, ma'aetza shalikra, and so on. The ha'etza likvaya zmanam yuchadl machapis etzatzma mahamida shaloi, or mahamida shaloi garmin, we spoke about a few weeks ago, that every one of us should make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Certainly it's now elul, but each one of us should try at least once a week to spend a few minutes thinking about how this week was, to make a cheshbon ha'nefesh. Now here's another eitzah that he gives, a piece of advice. That it's not his, it's from the tzaddik. What's the eitzah? To constantly review and to remember. You know, each one of us needs an incentive. We know that with the children, every one of us needs an incentive. It's very, very hard to work on something and to feel that it's going unrecognized and unappreciated. And we spoke a lot about that. So one of the things that he says that we constantly remind ourselves is the unbelievable things that we're zeicha for, with even the slightest effort that we make to work on the midas. Even if afterwards we have a nefila, we fail again. But every moment spent, and every thought, every effort that goes into this inyan of tikkun hamidas, what a gevaldige schiyah. And he explains, va'afilu al yedei hashtadlius shenirish lehitzlichu legamrei. So what happens is that very often, all the time, we make yeshtadlus. For 2 or 3 days it was great, and we didn't fall into that midah, whatever it is, jealousy, kaz. And then afterwards we reverted back, and we had nefilas and yiridas and so on. So he says that doesn't take away the schus of the time that you put into trying being better. It does not take away that schus. And this is a terrible way, there's a terrible, terrible pessimistic way that we have of looking at things, is that it's like all or nothing at all. That's a terrible mistake. That's not Yiddishkeit. It's a terrible mistake. It's not all or nothing at all. Every single ishtadlus that we make, even if afterwards, or if it's only partially successful and so on, shamida dayinisha, even though that midah still remains, we haven't really rooted it out from our system. Nevertheless, he says, every tiny little effort that a person makes to be a little bit better, any effort that I make to try to push away a thought that I shouldn't have, or a feeling that I shouldn't have, I hold back from saying this word. It could be that an hour later I let him have it, but for that time I was holding back and I didn't say what I wanted to say. Is pearl gevaldik. It has an unbelievable. It causes unbelievable things in Shemayim, and it causes unbelievable schusim for one's family, for one's friends, for the whole world. Even though it happens that later on the Yetzara wins, that the next time he wins, and I have that thought, v'hargosh, that feeling, it's like a fly that keeps on buzzing around in your ear. You can't get rid of it, and it comes back, and you take a nichshel, and you fail. Because the Yetzirah, as we learned, the Yetzirah comes back. As I spoke about last Shabbat, not this past Shabbat, the one before, that when it comes to Milchama in this world, after you've beaten somebody badly enough a couple of times, he usually gets the message that it's not kedai to start up with this person, but the Yetzirah never gets the message. The Yetzirah is always oidpam, even though you were menatzeach, even though today it was terrific, and you weren't nichshel. So then the next day the Yetzer comes back, and you can't believe it. You say, I thought that you were vanquished. And the Yetzer mamash laughs at you. He says, no. Not until 120, buddy. This is a lifetime thing. Only by tzaddikim, David HaMelech said, libi chalav akirbi, before he died, Yitzchak Avinu, there's such an Indian. But apparently we weren't on that list. So we have our avoid the al-mulchamis, a mamish to the dying breath. And the Yetzirah comes back each time. We have this way of looking at things, because in school and at work, we're raised in such a way to feel that if I already understand the preliminary stuff when it comes to geometry, so then I've covered this material, and now I go weiter, and I'm able to answer the next, I'm able to work with the next level. Or if I finished psychology one, so now I move to psychology too, and we see this, and it would be absurd, let's say, for people like us to be troubled by 1 plus 1. I mean, most of us have difficulties with anything beyond that, but 1 plus 1 we're pretty sure about. That's okay, right? 1 plus 1 is all right. We don't have to chaz that over. It doesn't come back. We're sure that this is something which is part of an area that we've already all conquered, and we have a certain bilus. We control that equation of 1 plus 1. None of us are worried about it. We have that down pat. And everything else, then we go weiter. It's 2 plus 2, we go weiter until the point where it gets scary, and then there's a milchama. Do I know? I don't know. But there's so much that we do know and that we've accomplished. And since we look at reality in such a way, we find it extremely, extremely disheartening and discouraging when we think that we've conquered a certain taifa, a certain desire, a certain yetzar, a certain problem. And it could be that for 10 years. For 10 years, you didn't hear from this yetzar. And then all of a sudden, boom, comes back with more of a fire than when you first met him. This is how we live in this world. And we shouldn't be chalila discouraged to think that therefore this means that my avaida was meaningless. That my avaida was meaningless. See here, when we use again the moshul of dieting, so that's why it's terribly discouraging. You could have a person that's dieting for a whole year. Dieting and with unbelievable yagiyas and, you know, and the bicycle and aerobics, swimming and parachuting and skiing, you know, and then the summer making hakafas around the entire Catskills 100 times. And then you know, comes Yontiv, then this year we're going to have 3 days a lot, you know. So comes Yontiv, and if you don't want to be over on Baltashkes, and then you're not sure what to do, and everybody else is enjoying, and you don't want to be a parish at Seabird, it's not nice, maybe the company will feel uncomfortable. So you begin to indulge again, and then, you know, once you have a little bit, so then it's very, very hard to say Adkan, and it becomes such a thing, and then the person, after that tkufa, the person gets on the scale and says that the whole year of making the hakafas, the whole year on the bicycle, thousands of gallons of perspiration, all of the simcha that I felt when I was able to, you know, put on that outfit, it's all mamish in der head. It's all gornish mit gornish. That's true. And that's very disheartening. That's very disheartening. That's why many people feel that. Forget, I'm not going to bother with that. It's very disheartening. But that's not when it comes to ruchnius. That's a terrible mistake. And we carry it over from all these other areas in life. We carry it over into Avodas Hashem. It's not true. Any single drop of perspiration that came from the heart of the mind, the soul of a Jew, to be a better Jew, is not lost. Ever. Even if that person slips back and slips into a worse way, it's mamish not lost. Ever. At all. So therefore, we have to know that. That it seems to us as matgornisht aifgitav. So we think that we didn't accomplish anything. We feel that we didn't accomplish anything, but it's not true. It's not true. So loy emes klal uklal. This is one of the biggest yetzaharas in the world. And it's loy emes klal uklal. Ki avin l'shebeshamayim moidei d'heishtadlis. Because the Baruch Shalom is moidei d'heishtadlis. The Baruch Shalom doesn't just... The Baruch Shalom is not product-oriented. He's process-oriented. Now everything in the world is what... I don't care how you got there. What do you have to show for what? I don't care. You're up nights. You're doing this. You're doing that. There's no nafkamin. The boss at work doesn't care about your ishtadlis. You could tell him, you don't know what kind of a bal yigi I am. You think that you're going to get the same, like as when you were in camp, they gave you an E for effort, or you were in school, they gave you an E for effort. So a guy's working in a big firm, and the guy says, okay, you're working on this project for 6 months, no? So he said, no, I don't... didn't work out, but you should know I put in tremendous kaiches. So you know, that's it, you're out of a job. Yes, there's no rachmanis. Either you produce or you're out. And again, this is such a non-Torah way of looking at reality. It's true at work, but it's not true with the Baruch Shalom's work. With the Vayitzei Hashem, there's no such thing. Like, you know, what do you have to show for yourself? What did you produce? What do you have? Show me what you have. Show me what you have. And the Chazal say that when you're learning, even says that Kriya Shema, a person's megam game, even if a person mumbles the words, doesn't know how to say them properly. But you know, the Baruch Shalom takes everything into account, even if it didn't come out the way that it was supposed to come out, and you didn't say the way it's supposed to say, whatever it is. The Baruch Shalom doesn't go by that. What did you produce? The Baruch Shalom dick is, not only does it not go by it, but it's not even up to you. How something comes out is the Baruch Shalom's business anyway. All the Baruch Shalom gave us to do was to try. When it comes out, it doesn't come out. So that's the Baruch Shalom's inyan. But you have to try. That's all. Kevinu shebeshamayim moidei d'heishtadlus. From mikol heishtadlus nivra malach. And from every effort that a person makes, a malach is created. Kedusha. V'hei mesayim l'hagiyah l'shleimus. Every good thing that you do, every good thought, mamish creates a malach. And that malach, it's true. This is not fiction. Every malach and every mitzvah, every machshav, every dibur creates that malach, and that malach is something that helps you more. It helps you accomplish more and more. Shekamish azoichem azoichem alidei yishtadlus b'tikanamidus. Therefore, what's the incentive? It's not something we could see with our eyes necessarily, because sometimes the product doesn't come out. But if we believe with all of our hearts that every second that we spent making the effort is an unbelievable schus and creates malachim, and that those malachim, as I was talking about this past Shabbos, that every single effort that a person makes is mamish milchama against evil in the world. And as I spoke about on Shabbos, is a way of preventing a child, God forbid, from falling off a bicycle. It's a way of preventing chalila, somebody from being in a car accident. What do we understand? We don't know. But every ishtalus, I didn't see that it came out. I didn't see that I was able to make myself into a tzaddik. That's not the point. That's a different cheshbon. Every effort that a person makes is able to be misaken. By doing that, you have koiches, you misaken oilums, you're fixing things in the other world, and in this world, you're helping, you're doing a chesed for so many people that you don't, that as I mentioned a few weeks ago, that when Mashiach comes, you'll meet those people that you were able to save, and he'll tell you, that time, as I said a few weeks ago, that time that you were able to overcome that desire to say the wrong word. So you should know that created a malach, and that malach is the malach that saved me from this inyan and so. But we don't see these things. We have to understand that this is the metzias. Become a parlim is a nice and chizik. When you realize that, this is the whole thing, I was talking about this past Shabbos. When you realize that it gives you so much chizik, and it gives you a cheshik, and not only that, it gives you simcha. That's what we're talking about. It gives you simcha. It causes you to have tremendous joy, tremendous simcha. Because where does our sadness come from? The sadness comes from a feeling of being ineffectual, of being of not being successful. Because our entire lives, we're told that if you don't come up with it, then means you are matzliach. And the Baruch Shem says that's not how I measure hatzlach. You are matzliach. By making the effort, that's a hatzlacha. And you're being matzal nefashis. You could be saving people that you'll never meet. You could be helping, you could be makarev people, you could be doing all kinds of things in a way that you push it. You don't know, because you don't know that that's a way of changing reality. Leshkiyah is a great avodah, and then that gives you the cheshek to put a lot of koiches into your avodah, to try to make an to do whatever you can to make an effort. Right, so let's say it didn't work out, so no, right, then tomorrow try again. The yisayid zeh yadu mikam v'kam tzadikim called tzadik oimez ha'ba'ifin v'nusach acher avol yisayid muva meharbe or the seichem ha'bal shem tov ha'kodesh v'atoldes v'magosh and z'magi kodesh v'slevi ha'vizhin ha'marinayim ha'rebi ha'lamelech ha'svasem ha'sanzim ha'v'kamarna v'oid harbe. Many tzadikim have said this over and over. V'tzrich malzeh ha'zor g'doyle. But as many times as we say it, as many times as we hear it, we have to review this, we have to chazer this all the time, we have to chazer this. Ubefrat be'eshiyesh is gabrus shel mida. And especially when there's a certain negative mida that's strengthening itself against me. Liska kami yecholim liskas ideas gabrus. I have to remember and believe with all of my heart how much I can be zeicher, what I could accomplish if I'm as gabrus, if I don't give in to this mida. How much I stand to lose them if I'm not successful. And this yesod is clear. In the context of the story of Kairach, which is the whole inyan of kin of jealousy, it's clear. The Yisra Mechidusha Harim, we find in the Chidusha Harim, the Kairach Hayroi Lias Levi Gadol. We spoke about this at the beginning of the summer. The Kairach Korach could have been the Levi Gadol, just like we have a Kohen Gadol. Korach was designated to be the Levi Gadol, and we don't know what kind of a midah that, what kind of a madrega that is, but that's what he could have been. A kamaish Aaron a Kohen haya Kohen Gadol, way that Aaron a Kohen was Kohen Gadol. The higish v'rosh yesh by gevaldige koiches v'shul tzorch leigil a gevaldige madrega shadayin lezochabai, and Korach knew inside of himself. He knew inside of himself that he has to work, and he's able to reach the highest madrega to be zeichet for that madrega of Levi Gadol. Va madrega zeh shel Levi Gadol haya kol kach gadol shurak kairach haya roilis. Lo, and it was such a madrega of Levi Gadol. This was such an unbelievable, exalted position, a level that only kairach could reach. This lemaisa, when kairach failed, nobody else was given the position of Levi Gadol. We don't have a Levi Gadol. He was it. He was the one that could have reached that. And to bring into the world, whatever that would have meant, we don't know what that means or what it would have meant, but he would have been the Levi Gadol. Aval kedei shiagila madrega zeh, hayetzarech liyos leimi kaidim nisayin gadol binyanei midas. Now listen carefully, it's such a yisayin. And this is the way he explains, it's not only with Korach, it's with each and every one of us, that dafka before Korach was going to become the Levi Gadol. That unbelievable madrega of Levi Gadol, a tremendous nisayin davkin in the area of Tikkun HaMidas. of working on one's midas. And that's with each and every one of us. Vaideshi is Gabrielza, as Yizkil Hagil Madrigos Elias Levi God. This was the final test. Is Korach going to be the Levi Godl or not? Was depending upon whether he was going to be Mizgaber on that kinna, on that jealousy, that issue that he had with Moshe and Aaron. This is the Sfasemis of Od Sadiq. Ki inyone hamidis hema ikib avaydis Hashem isbarach. Because the Torah has taught us that the main thing in avaydis Hashem, everything is important. Torah and tefillah, everything. But the ikir avoid in avoidus Hashem is baruch is what is the inyan hamidus. Uchse Yehudi tzarich lagila is a madrega, and therefore any time Hashem is baruch has prepared for you, and it's now the time in your life or this year to reach that new madrega that you could reach. This is the moment. Any time when that happens, la'iz eskarvus, when you're now ready for a new level of closeness to Hashem, when you're now ready for something good and new in your life. Right, Hechavern, Nentur event to get closer, higher, Tzarech Lav and Nisayin Shalmidus. You're going to have to go through Nisayin, the Tzadikim taught, Davke, a test in this area of Midas. If you pass that test, it could be that moment, right before, when that Madrega is waiting for you, that Tzchiyah, for whatever it is that you have to get through in life. If we would, could we, you know, if we think about this, let's say when it comes to the Inyam Shiduchim, we want so badly that Bez Hashem, that our children should have good shidduchim, grandchildren should have shidduchim, friends, should we want that there should be good shidduchim? What if a Navi would come and whisper in your ear that, listen, you want to be zeicher for your daughter, for your son, for gevaldige shidduch? Today, sometime between 8 in the morning and 8 at night, you're going to have a moridik in the sign in the Inyan of Kaz. If you'll be mezgabra on that Kaz, if you won't give in to the anger, to the temper, you'll be zeicher for the highest shidduch. If you give in, you might, in 6 months, you might get shidduch number, level number 8 of zivig. But if you misgaber, you're going to get the highest zivig for your child. Is there any one of us that wouldn't be misgaber? What do you mean? Not only would we be misgaber, we would look forward to the day. We'd take it on. We'd roll up our sleeves and say, come on. There's nothing in the world that will cause us to get angry that day. Because you know that you could be zeicher for a zivig for a child. Who wouldn't do such a thing? You'd have to be crazy now. Gewaltige schuss. So what the tzaddikim have taught us, Vasem is not the tzaddikim, is that really, whenever you're being prepared for something which is very special in your life, or that could have an impact upon others that you love, there's going to be nisayin davke, not in kashrus, not Shabbos. Davke is inyan of what? Of midas. Of Ahavas Yisrael, of Simch, of Kaz, Nizan Yonim. Davkin is in Yeftikan Amidus. Tzarech Lav and Yisoyin Shalmidus. When Yisoyin Haibam Isa has a, and this is what happened to Korach. As he was standing on the threshold of that new world that's called Levi Godel, he had to go through this test. Himhoyim is Gabriel Zah, Yazaych Lagil Shlemusa. And if he would have been Mizgaber, he would have reached that level. As Arnakain Kibel Zahmadrega, then there was no longer any Levi Godel, and everything entered into the life of Aaron. Everything became part of Aaron's world. We never saw any Indian of a Levi Godel after that. Because all the Kedusha of the Levi Godel went into the world of Aaron, of the Kohen Godel. And isn't it amazing? Aaron HaKohen, at that same time, went through an unbelievable Nisayin. At that time, and the Torah tells us what Nisayinus Shalmidus. Moshe Benu Heid Beis Nisayin VaAaron Mahukik Talino Alav. The difference was that Aaron passed. Aaron was mahu. What? He made himself mamish into nothing. He made himself into a shmat. I don't mean in a bad way, in a good way. It didn't bother him. Aaron didn't bother him at all. Vismit tzaddikim, shenichol b'zev Aaron mahu. What? I mean, v'lzein, was Aaron a kain, is ki talinu alav. What was Moshe Rabbeinu saying? Aaron mahu. You want to see who Aaron is? You want to see really who my brother is? Kitalinu alav. Kitalinu means it's gevaldig pshat. Kitalinu means it means complain. Make, in other words, give him trouble. Give my brother Aaron trouble. Aaron mahu? You want to see who he really is? It's like with every person. You want to see who he really is? Kitalinu alav. Complain. Make, raise complaints against him. Fight with him. Kitalinu alav. That's what it means. If you look in, let's look in the Hebrew in Ayin Tes, which is on the next page. So he says, "Im atem roitzim lirois mihu ardakayin." It's the footnote Ayin Tes. If you want to see really who my brother Aaron is, azay tenasul islein in love. Try to get him to shake him up. Try to get him upset. Try to get him angry. Try to get him jealous. Taschilu lariv itay. Make a fight with him. Va'aron ha'kayin omad b'tzad. And what happened with that? That's what Taka happened. The holy din of Kayach was a milchama against Aaron, right? And Aaron stood on the side, v'sameach. You see in the Chumash. V'sameach, shu'ulay yiske, shekayach yekayin gol, adarabba. He was so happy. He was thinking, Aaron was thinking, adarabba, Kayach is a gevaldige tzadik, maybe it would be the most wonderful thing if I could just continue with my own inyan that I'm doing in Klal Yisrael. And the Kayach will get the job. Why do I have to dafka be the kongol? Aaron's thinking. There should be a kongol. And dafka a minute. If it's not me, it should be. Let it be karech. The ikur is that Hashem's will should be done. In other words, we need to have a kongol in Klal Yisrael. It doesn't have to be me. Adarabba. What difference does it make if it's going to be accomplished by me or by Kairach? Adarabba, im Kairach Yochel liyosetov. I mean, maybe if Kairach Yochel, it'd be even better. Adav shezay Yosel Yodel. Adarabba, it's even better if it should be through Kairach. By the zay Yisraba kavod shemayim biyosei. He's a greater person, and if that's the case, there'll be more kavod shemayim. There'll be more good work done for the Bnei Shalom, then let it be through Aaron. We're on the next page after Ayin Tes. Right on top. V'yisim tzadikim s'chusim agenilim. Nechsiv, it says, V'yishma Moshe v'yipal alponim. It says that by Kerach, that when Moshe Rabbeinu heard what was going on with Kerach, this whole business, Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face. Aval Aaron akoyin le'nofa. Isn't it interesting? The Ikkar Machlokes was against Aaron. There was a bigger Machlokes against Aaron, right? The fight was really more with Aaron. Moshe Rabbeinu fell on his face, and Aaron doesn't fall. Shohoy le'simcha, beze b'china. Aaron was perfectly okay. Didn't shake him up. His legs didn't get weak. He didn't throw himself on the ground. You know, you can't fake that. That was real. That's what he says. What does that? I've supported from them. Adarabba says, maybe I'm parted from this job. I'm afraid to be a kongol. The kayach will be kongol. It's fine. Moving, of course, ain't shum hasagah because, of course, we don't understand. We're not talking about a job. It's something different. Lekach zoche lebechina shel noitel chelko vechelik chaveira. Therefore, we zoche the davke. He was not only was he noitel chelko. Not only did Aaron, not only was he into the coin and the coin girl, but he also took away from Kairach what Kairach could have been, what he could have been. Because Chazal say that when someone starts up with you, and you don't react, then not only are you worthy to be Zeiche with what you are worthy of being Zeiche, but you also get that person's zchus, the person who is coming to fight against you. So Aaron was on, not only was he the Kohen Gadol, but he also, somehow, on some level, the Inyan of the Levi Gadol became part of his life too. V'yidu mechazal, u'mitzadikim, she'efligu ma'oid, kama arna koyen, hei l'kol Yehudi she'yuchel, ois eidlin, the midas, the arna koyen showed us so much how we can make our midas more edel, more delicate, more refined, betachas l'ashleimis, li'ez batal mevutal, z'anishmata, mali ahava, mali faginin, the kinabatachlis, Aaron HaKohen is teaching us in this whole story of Kairach, he's teaching us how we could make ourselves bottled like a shmata, and to fill our hearts with love, and to fagin somebody, and to destroy the kinna. Elias mitalmidav shel Aaron HaKohen. Our job is to be mitalmidav shel Aaron HaKohen. Ve'im izbainin ebezer royim devarim neroyim. And if you think about this, you'll see unbelievable things. Devarim neroyim. Sheyoch Elias limud gadol l'chol yachid shekeshaba eiz nisayin shel mida. That what? That when you come to a certain nisayin, when you're being tested in the mida, when you feel, he says, what? You want to say something, you want to do something that's not right. Or mishpeta hargosho, you're feeling something that's not right. Kol echa ben nisayin shelo, each one with his own nisayin, tzorach lakshu, you have to stop and think. Im yesh li nisayin shel mida. If for some reason I'm having this nisayin right now, to get angry, to fall into smallness or jealousy, whatever. If I'm having this nisayin right now, it's a simon just like Aaron, that now is the time that I can accomplish something great. That now Hashem is telling me that I can have an opportunity of aliyah, of great aliyah, to be misala. But that can yet nentik veren. I can become close to Hashem davka now. Kolechet yeshlo in yonim shu reitzel esalas b'ham. Each one of us, for many years, has been trying to be better and trying to get closer to Hashem. And we see it's not going. Therefore, at that moment when you're being tested with a midah, especially if it's a very powerful test, and you feel like saying something, you feel like thinking something, you know, you just, it's going to happen. And at that moment, what you have to think, tzarech lachshav, ulay achshav azman. It could be that right now is the moment. That the Baruch Shalom is ready to give me this precious gift in my own life. It could be a precious gift for my children. Like I was saying before, it could be a zivik, a shidduch. It could be a parnosa for somebody. It could be very basic. It could be life for another Jew someplace. A chveis was here and it's a soul someplace. Who knows? But Hashem is now about to give me a precious gift at this moment that I feel like screaming like a mishugana. I'm now at this moment being tested. This is the moment that I can be zeicher for this matana. Shuchel esalus b'zayinyan. Ayin mofal alamo. And if I'm able to overcome and I don't get angry, this one time, if I'm able to hold back this one last time, I can be zeicher mamish for that gift, and that will be forever. Whether it's not a spiritual thing or something physical, whatever it is. Ulakach, nicely nisayin shel midah. That's what the Baruch Shalom is giving me, just like Aaron and just like Korach is giving me this nisayin of a midah. Vayidei is gabus bez Hashem zvach eskil ha-matana. Then I could be zeichu for the matana. Ukmei Korach sheyoch liskas achshav liyas levigor lemuven shel levigor lenei inyin shel kovach ha-sashom ha-sashom ha-kavet Hashem zvach is gabus nachas vurch levnishu v'shmai. So he says, and if a person thinks this, so then what? Well, zayin ha-sashom ha-sashom ha-now, am I a fool? To throw away such a thing? I have such an unbelievable opportunity. The Baruch Shalom is standing with this matana, ready to give me this matana. Am I such an idiot, a shaita, that I would what? With my own hands, that I'm going to destroy this matana. I'm going to throw away the opportunity that Hashem has given me to have this matana, this gift. When Isaac in the Indian, especially in the Indian of Ruchnias. Vil epis oivtan fazich. Oder van andere, teure, avoide, chesed, upe emtsi yesh nisayin shel midas. Especially if it's something spiritual. In other words, I'm in the middle of learning, or I'm in the middle of trying to do a chesed for somebody. And I have a nisayin when it comes to my midah. To a certain midah, whatever it is, this midah, that midah, in the middle of learning, in the middle of the chesed. He says, there's a nisayin of what? Of kas, of kabdonis, of tarumas, that I'm feeling in the middle of this mitzvah, I'm feeling something gets me angry about something, or whatever, a makbid, a tarumas, I'm doing a chesed, and I have this kas, this tarumas, a complaint, or don a kaf chayv, I'm going to judge somebody in a negative way, and a stvarm, I'm going to speak improperly, and hurt someone's feelings, oligam chalish zadas, chadayma. Look in the down below, pei ches in the Hebrew. And you feel that it's so hard to be misgaber, to overcome this. Now this is a common problem, as we spoke about last time. You're involved in something which is very choshev. The person is involved in learning, or this person is involved in doing a chesed. And the thought is, I'm in the middle of accomplishing this important thing. I'm in the middle of doing this important mitzvah. How could I be ragua? How could I remain calm when I'm in the middle of doing something which is so important and so precious? How could I remain calm? In other words, something has happened. I'm going to get a scream and get angry because you're interrupting my mitzvah, interrupting whatever it is. It's a tremendous nisayon. As I wrote, son, Hashem is Baruch Shanafsi, Gregov, and his Bani Vanachshad. The Baruch Shalom is saying to you, stop for a moment and think. Ulai zebidiyuk hafuch. It could be just the opposite. What? Hainu shema'oid yitachin she'emis hishadavka keis aideyis apkus aidey shani yatsis atzmi. In kol ha'koiches, the next page, the bottom, vani should be eshpech tfilas aidey zeh eskel ha'kol mashni reitzel ha'giyev ha'lifol. In other words, I think that that this Torah that I'm learning right now is so important, and if somebody in any way bothered me, I'm going to scream and yell. How dare you? Or I think that this chesed that I'm involved in is so important that if anybody's on my turf, I could be angry and be mocked and be upset and be whatever it is. So he says, really, it could be just the opposite, that the ikra of the Baruch Shalom wants to be this moment of your life is what? Is not that piece of Torah, though it's very nice, not that chesed, but what is the nisayon to work on your midah. And it's only hechet timsa. It's only in order that you should be tested in this midah, that you're in the mezgeres right now, this moment of tire of tefillah, whatever it is, that you shouldn't lose your temper, that you shouldn't get crazy, you shouldn't get upset, you shouldn't be mocked, you shouldn't be jealous, you shouldn't feel any COVID. It could be just the opposite. In other words, it's not that the most important thing I'm doing right now is this chesed, and now this person has to. So I'm going to be angry, and you messed up my whole chesed. Fakit. What you really need to work on that moment is the inyan of what, of not getting angry. And the chesed was only the whole project that you're working on is only hechet timsa to test you in that midah of what, of not getting angry. So let's say I'm not going to be misgaber, and I'm going to continue what in something which I think I'm involved in, avodas Hashem, and I'm going to let go and be angry and so on. As an yol chasom lahapsed, I'll call v'ligum latzmi churban mamish. That God forbid, I can lose everything, and I can cause chalil, I can cause a terrible churban. Okay, now on top, just let's finish this paragraph. We're going to make a break, and anybody who can stay, so I'm going to go probably for like another 40 minutes, and anybody who can't stay should leave. So he says this is exactly k'moy b'kairach. I'm kuf pei. Shunichnas to kol ha'inyin mishum shehigish. What did he feel? What did he feel? So pay test in the Hebrew on the bottom. What did he feel? Now here, let's think. Kairach felt, I'm now on the verge of bringing into the world this new Indian that's called a Levi Gadol. And as a Levi Gadol, I'm going to be able to mamish fix the entire universe. I could accomplish things that no human being could ever accomplish. I'm going to bring in this whole Indian of Levi Gadol. And he's so excited. This is the Avodah. This is the Ikar. This is the Tachlis of all creation. And now what happens? This funny little thing of jealousy at that moment interrupted. What was the jealousy? All of a sudden, the Indian of Elitzofen, the Moshe Rabbeinu appoints Elitzofen to be the Nasi, to be the prince, so to be the head of that of the that mishpacha. So all of a sudden, this Indian of Kinder interrupts the program. So Kairach felt, I'm involved in this earth-shattering project of Levi Gadol. And there's this Indian, and this takes him to the whole Indian of Moshe and Aaron and the Kohen Gadol, and then from there one thing led to another, and the whole thing was a churban, and he was killed. So he says, "Davke shuyoch liskos lagi lifal dvar matzum and aflame latzvul the kol klai Yisrael." And it wasn't selfish. Kairach wanted to do something for the klai Yisrael, for the whole world. The emes says, "Sheilu ha'yu misapik vaychas atzum lidrazayis." And the emes is that the test at that moment was not to go vaychas with this position of Levi Gadol. The test was not to become jealous. The test was not to have a tzar sign to look at Moshe and Aaron in the wrong way. The way that he was going to reach the madrega of Levi Gadol was not by continuing with this, all that highfalutin thing, all the Kabbalistic kavanis. Davke, the way to reach Levi Gadol was what? Was davke to be mezgabra on that kinna. With davke is apkus, if he would have held back and not gotten jealous, he had there shal yoda
hayochaliskas b'choladargis atzumus shekolkach hashakelem davke.
That's how he would have reached the position of Levi Gol. He thought he was going to reach Levi Gol by going fight with the Indian, with all these with the unbelievable deep in Yonim, and that what, and this is coming like this, this thing is coming up, is an interruption. It's and he was upset and angry, and there was a kinna. So the tzaddikim thought the Torah's teaching is just the opposite. The whole Indian here to decide whether or not you're going to be Levi Gol is going to depend upon your midah of kinna, whether you're going to be in control. And when he lost it, he lost the whole Indian of the Levi Gol. For something which he would have said, that it's a kleinikite. That kleinikite caused an unbelievable, terrible, terrible churban in his life, and really in all of Klai Yisrael, because we don't know what we could have been zayich if he would have taken become Levi Gol. Right, we'll stop here for a 2 minute break. Bechlal, Hamster is to learn from Aaron HaKohen, comes out from the whole parish of Aaron HaKohen. So let's continue on Kuf Pei, the second paragraph. To be Makatze. Chazal HaKadosh Magalim Lina B'Aaron HaKohen. And Chazal have revealed to us regarding Aaron HaKohen. Shagam B'Hazchola Ma'ashazocha HaYiraka Yidei Nisayin Shalmidis. That all that Aaron was, all that Aaron was able to accomplish, he was zoiche through what? Through nisyonis when it came to the union of midas. Everything by Aaron was midas. Kama yishom chazal, shebeschuz v'ra'acha v'somach b'libay, zoche l'chayishin ha-mishpat. That chazal have taught us that in the schuz of greeting, when he greeted Moshe Rabbeinu and he was filled with joy in his heart, and the Torah testifies that in his deepest heart he was besimcha. It wasn't like, you know, a person who said, "Oh, I'm so happy for you," but inside you're broken. It says in the Torah, "V'racha v'somach b'liba." Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Aaron, as we spoke about a few weeks ago, Moshe Rabbeinu thought that Aaron would be heartbroken, that even though he was the one that all the years he was taking care of Klai Yisrael in Mitzrayim, Aaron was taking care of Klai Yisrael, so how come Moshe Rabbeinu was given the position of being the leader of Klai Yisrael? So Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid, and therefore we saw that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the job. He didn't want the job. He's not going to hurt his brother. But Hashem Yisbarach told Moshe Rabbeinu that v'ra'ach v'samach. Not only is he going to show you these besimcha, but Hashem says, "I'm telling you v'samach v'liba." There's not going to be one tiny little microscopic trace of what, of sadness or kpeda or jealousy. Not the slightest bit. That's how Aaron became Aaron. That's who Aaron was. And therefore he was zeichet to wear on his heart the chayshin mishpat, the breastplate of the Kohen Gadol. For the Ibanim of Hashem HaKam HaPamshan, Nisayin Kanahay Nisayin Otsum. There's an unbelievable Nisayin. What was the Nisayin? Shemayish Rabbeinu Shahay Ish HaElokim. Mechetz HaLamalach HaElokim. V'roh Bas Paklari HaMi'ira. His Gadol HaKadush HaNeru Shal Aaron HaKohen. Now we have to realize, Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest human being that ever lived. And despite that, he understood more than that. He understood on the deepest level. He understood the greatness of his brother. And despite the fact that he knew who Aaron was, and only Moshe, in a way that only Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't possibly understand at such a level, despite that, he was afraid that somehow Aaron would be hurt, in some tiny little way, that Aaron would be hurt. And he knew Aaron. He says, because he was chosen. Therefore, it must have been the most unbelievably sign. If Moshe Rabbeinu, who knew how great Aaron was, and he was still afraid that maybe Aaron would feel something like this, it must have been the most unbelievably sign. Shein lanu shemetz asaga klalu klal, we don't have asaga. Let's look in the Tzadik Gimel, down below. He says, that despite the greatness of Aaron, he still was afraid that perhaps he could have a chalisha sadas. He might still have a chalisha sadas. And only the Baruch Shalom, who sees in the heart, was able to testify in the Hebrew in Tzadik Dal, shalev hakodesh v'atorah shel Aaron HaKohen hu noki noki zach v'torah legami mamash. That only the Baruch Shalom was able to what? To say, to look into the heart of Aaron, to say that I'm telling you, Moshe Rabbeinu, he says, I'm telling you, Moshe, that your brother's heart is completely, completely clean, pure, and free of such a thought. continue with the tzaddikay in the Hebrew dance. Val halev hakadosh hazeh matim laniach et zachayish na mishpat hakadosh v'saur maktum utum hakadoshim halev hakadosh v'ator hazeh hu meil l'chol chla Yisrael. That's why this heart that is so pure, that is shining without even the tiniest speck of darkness, that's why this very same heart is worthy to wear on it the breastplate which shall have on it, the Urim v'Tumim, which will shine forth for the Jewish people. The Rotsen back on top. Rotsen avinu shebishamayim. Shenachzeh keseder. Therefore we should think keseder about what? About the life of Aaron HaKohen. About who Aaron HaKohen was. And he explained in another place, in another shmuz that he gave, this Reb Tzvi Meyer explained somewhere else, and I spoke about this once by Kol Nidre in Shul a few years ago, that a person wants to know, how could I come to Yom Kippur? How do I come achlal to the Yom Nirayim for this time of the year? What's the best thing I could do? So people buy all kinds of books and special things, and they get, you know, long lists with more viduis that you didn't know you were various, you didn't even know that you were guilty. Now you found out you're guilty, and all these different things, and you're going to listen to more tapes. All these. What's the best hachana that a Jew could make to come into the Yom HaKadosh, to the days of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? So he explained in another place from the Sfar HaKadosh, it wasn't his own, that you see in the davening of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur an interesting word that is repeated over and over. It has two letters, and it's repeated over and over. Cain. Or if we make it into the full form in which it's used, Uvechein tein partecha, Uvechein tein kovet. Right? Uvechein. Uvechein tzaddik. The word Uvechein. So, Uvechein yiskad shimcha. Everything is Uvechein tein kovet Hashem lamecha. So the tzaddikim explain that this uvechein is the way to come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It says in Megillas Esther, by Esther Malka, uvechein avo el hamelech. With this power of uvechein avo el hamelech, I can approach the king. This time of the year, that's all that we want to be able to do is to approach the king. That's what we want, to approach the king. So how does a Jew approach the king? So the Sfarim say, with uvechein. And what does uvechein mean? And how is this connected davka to Aaron HaKohen? Uvechein, the tzaddikim explained, means letting go. Uvechein is a way of saying, let's say somebody did something that's not nice. Let's say somebody says something to you. Somebody says something to you a while back and it caused you a certain pain. And How do you come to Yom Kippur? Everybody ascends with the Mechila. The Ikkar isn't here. Of course you have this Mechila, but the Ikkar is to come to a point where you could say inside of your heart, Uvechein. What does it mean, Uvechein? Let it go. Uvechein means let it go. Uvechein. The whole Avodah this time of the year is Uvechein, only with the power Uvechein of Avol HaMelech. When a Jew says Uvechein means so it is, so let it be. Let it be, so Zayin. Let it be. So he said that thing to me. No. Is he a good person? Does he want to hurt me? No. So Uvechein. When it comes to, when you're not able to forgive somebody for something, or there's God forbid a kind of jealousy, Uvechein. Let him have it. Uvechein. It's okay. Let it be. Let it be. How is this the meat of Aaron? Because by Aaron it says, Vayas Cain Aaron. Right? Vayas Cain. The whole Indian of Aaron is Vayas Cain. But yes, Cain Aaron means whatever somebody said, Aaron used to say, let's say it wasn't what Aaron said, it's okay. Yeah, that's good, fine. Let it be. Cain means, but yes, Cain Aaron, whatever you, no matter what you try to do to get Aaron upset, so Aaron said, that's what you want. You want like that? But yes, Cain Aaron, fine, let it be. It's okay. You said something, they don't like you, they're upset with you. That midah of a yes, Cain, which is the mead of Aaron HaKohen, Vayas Ken Aaron, that's the mead of a Jew, that's the whole entrance into the Malchus of Rosh Hashanah Kippur. That's why you see, Le'osachen L'chol Goy, says in Svar, the Pasuk can tell him, Le'osachen L'chol Goy means that the Goyim don't have such a koyach of Cain, of Uvechein over L'Amalach, to be able to let go. The Ikka koyach of a Yid is what? Uvechein is with this koyach of Uvechein over L'Amalach. And the tzaddikim explain that all the bowing down on Yom Kippur, falling on the floor, all the v'nach v'karim, all the karim and all the shtachavayis of Yom Kippur is a way of saying, you know what? Uvechein. In other words, uvechein means I give in to you. It's okay. Not to be oymed al daita. Or when Reb Tzvi Meir was in our shul, we was zeichet to have him shul's time. So when he came to our shul and he was speaking, he said it in a very sweet way in English. He was speaking in English, so he said it in a sweet way. And it sticks in my mind, because it's such a simple and sweet thing. He said, don't be such a hard person. You know, there are people who are hard and there are people who are easy. You know, there are people... An easy person is the kind of a person that, whatever happens, so let's say, and it wasn't so good. But that person is a uvechein. Uvechein means okay, you know, it's no big deal. And after they just say it's no big deal, but then later on you find out that there's a whole thing, and there's a whole like commotion, and she spoke to this one, he spoke to that one. There are people in the world who are hard people. A hard person means that you always have to be worried what you say to them. If you say the wrong word, oh, shine, shafal. You say the wrong word, you look the wrong way, finished. You always have to think when you're with that person, how to talk, what to say. Maybe they're going to this, maybe that, and who knows what they're thinking, and they're going to be mocked. Why? Because the person has a track record of being a hard person. There are people who are hard. So if Tzimaya says, it's so good to be easy people. What's an easy person? An easy person is, okay, you know, maybe you said something you shouldn't have said. Okay. I also say things I shouldn't have said. Sometimes, you know, like, it's always a pellet to me. Sometimes when you're driving, so, you know, you're making a U-turn you shouldn't make. And then invariably there'll be somebody there that, like, starts screaming and beeping, it's like cars. And I'm always thinking, my friend, you never did this in your life. You never made a U-turn like that in your life. I mean, it's so odd to you that you're ready to tear my eyes out because I made a U-turn that took you an extra second. You didn't ever have such an thing in your life that you need to, that you realize, oh, I went the wrong way, and if I keep on going, I'm going to get on the highway, I've got to make a U-turn, whatever it is. So Zion, there are hard people. There are people who have everything for them to do. It's always an inyan. It's always a whole geschäft. It's always involved and complicated. And there are other people that you wanted Aaron, you need Aaron. So I ask Cain Aaron. That's how Aaron was. When we say uvechein oval al hamelech, when a Jew says before Yom Kippur, Rabban Shlomo, we say according to the ritual every night before you go to bed. You should say, that person says, Rabbi Shalom, I forgive anybody who caused me to feel bitter, who caused me to get angry, who made fun of me, hurt my feelings. What is mechila? It's not just to say that you know, to go to someone, are you mechila me? Yeah. It's a feeling of uvechein of al hamelech. It means letting go of things. There are things that you and I have in our lives that already are sitting for a long time, that he said, she said, they could have done, they didn't do, that why didn't they do? Let go of it. That's the ikra avayda. That's how you come over geen ten partige, over geen ten covet, over geen tzaddikim. It's all vayas ken aron, it's vayas ken aron. It's the whole avayda, it's the whole avayda. When a person realizes this, so then that's they're connecting to the avayda, they're connecting to the avayda of Aaron HaKayin. The question, of course, is that how does a person come to this? Has a person to think about this. So let's learn a little bit Vayitim. I'll explain a little bit more in a minute. V'ratzon Avinu Shebishamayim. On page Kuf Pei, V'ratzon Avinu Shebishamayim. Shenach Zeh Kaseh Dekam Yechelim Liskos Haydei Taharis Amidis. We should constantly review and think and learn how much we could be Zeichah by purifying Amidis. V'chazal Ayimim Shalha Nelovim V'en Anayilvim Shoyim Chepas V'en Meshivim. You know, Chazal have the most unbelievable things to say about people who are easy people, meaning what type of people? People who are nelovim veinim naolovim. They're people who, even though you might hurt that person's feelings, they don't hurt you in return. They don't answer. Shemim cheposim vein mashivim. Even though they're insulted, they don't say anything back. Oysem yahavu smechem yisurim. These are Aaron's chassidim. These kind of Jews. Aleim akosavoyim veyahavav kiseis hashemesh begvurosa. So Chazal say that these are the people who are considered to be mamish, the ones who are the greatest lovers of Hashem, and are the most powerful Jews in the world. That every single Jew has unbelievable, has gevaldige kaiches. It's gevaldige kaiches. It can light and shine, and it can shine mamish. That means like the sun that's shining. by day is garbage bin yana hamidah zaychish mezgalim kaychis elu. And what, when a person is mezgabra on a midah, when a person overcomes those negative midahs, he's able to shine mamash to be zaychish for these highest madregas. Okay, to come in to sein shleimas. And he can come mamash to the, he can come to the most unbelievable, to the greatest shleimas that's imaginable. The sun gate arise with a gewaltige starke, like the sun that's coming out, like the sun that's coming out, and it's revealed in the most powerful way. The dum divrei chazal al apostik toileretz ablima. And we know what chazal say in apostik toileretz ablima. Sha'ilam kaim al misha boilam pi bishas meriva. That the whole universe is hanging on what? On that Jew, where the time when somebody starts up with him, he holds his mouth back, he doesn't answer, he doesn't say. Every Jew is mamish an entire world. At that welt mit koiches, was he can succumb and dorch says a gewaltige zach and bechalin yani avad as Hashem is vayidei ma zeichel is a idei ma zeichel to sein welt. How is a person zeichel to that world? To that world, each person is a world. How you zeichel to fix that world that the Baruch Shalom gave to you? Olam molei idei sheboilem piv b'shas meriva, by holding your mouth, not answering. You feel like answering because you could say something. As a person accuses you of something, and you have 1,000 things you could answer, and you know the person's wrong. When you're boilem piv, when you hold your mouth back, it's tarla eretz ablima, the whole world, your world is standing on there. That's your nisayin. Even though you could answer, and you and I know that's the hardest thing in the world, when someone's saying something to you, and you have 1,000 proofs against it, and you know the person is wrong. And you could continue with the argument, and you're boilem piv, you don't argue. You don't say anything. Even when it comes to learning, there's a story of two tzaddikim, which is sadik with it right now, I don't remember. There was a story, one of them was the Baba Ver, the old Baba Ver Rebbe, but I don't remember which, there were two tzaddikim, and they were arguing and learning, something in learning, and there were people that were there, and one of them said that the Taisa says this, and the other tzaddik said that, no, I don't believe the Taisvah says that. And he says, yes, it does. And then he quoted Taisvah, and the other one was quiet. And he left town. And then it happened that it was all by heart. It happened that sometime later, the one that won the argument, the tzaddik that won the argument, he happened to come across that Taisvah. And it was exactly the way the other person said it. Not the way he said it. And he went to ask for mechila. And he said that, it's not that I'm so unbelievably impressed that you knew that by heart. That's very impressive. But you knew that you got it right, and you knew that I was wrong. And when you saw that I was strong with my view, you didn't fight, you just let it go. And there were a lot of people standing around. And you know, when two Talmidei Chachamim are arguing, it's like it's a big thing. And it looked like he lost. And he just walked away from it. And he said, that I never saw such a thing. I saw people that have a memory like you, but I never saw anybody that has such midas like you. That you knew that you were right in front of all those people, and you just didn't say anything. You walked away from it, and you said, you're talking right. That's a midah. And the whole world stands on that midah. The nuchmas al arak meriva b'chutz chasham rak b'shal sheyesh nisayin shal midas v'tutzach a gevaldig meriva. It doesn't mean when someone else is fighting with you. It means when inside of yourself there's a fight. In other words, when you feel like getting upset about something, when you feel like being jealous, when you feel like getting into this whole inner turmoil and turbulence, and you hold yourself back and you say no, vayas kein ar. It's a good pasuk to remember. The only Jew that's allowed to come in to see the king is the one who says uvechein, zolzayin, let it be. He lets go. He doesn't hold on to all his tainus and kapedus and his kas and his expectations and his demands. He's an easy person. To be an easy person is the hardest thing. Is the hardest thing to be an easy person. That's the fight he's talking about. That when you're able to be quiet inside of yourself and not drag yourself into that inner turbulence, then you build your whole world based upon that. Every single one of us has in us this thing that's called the atzamas, the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Now you remember, that Yosef and Tzadik's bones were carried out of Egypt, and they accompanied us throughout our journey in the desert. Now, kinna, jealousy, is davka, that midah that destroys, that causes the bones to rot, as it says, v'rekev atzomis kinna. So what? Every Jew has to know that he has the koach of the atzomis, the atzmis Yosef. V'helisim etzasmaisem izeh itchem. And what did Yosef say? Yosef said, I beg of you, he said to his brothers, carry my bones outside of this land. Don't let my bones stay here. Carry me out of Egypt. V'azenema kadesh atzim chabamutaloch. She kadish atmos Yosef shloi aydei mutaloch v'mzoichem l'tahara. Who was Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik was such a person that he never let himself get caught up, embroiled, entangled. When the wife of Potiphar was coming after him, he ran away. He ran away. He could have given it to his brothers. Wow, what he could have given to them when on that day, and he didn't. He didn't. What he could have said, he didn't say. That's what it means. Take me out of this. It means don't let me get embroiled in this. Every Jew has in us, each and every one of us has the atzomus of Yosef HaTzadik, to be above, to be taken out of that filth of Mitzrayim, not to get caught up in it. And when you're able to accomplish that, then you're zeichah to the midah of what klatzmoisei taimarna. All of my bones sing out to you, Hashem. Jealousy can ruin all of this. Rekav atzomus can hurt. Jealousy ruins the atzomus, the bones. Yosef was the holiest Jew in the world, and davka by holding back and not getting yourself embroiled in these all these inner struggles and turbulence, davka that could bring you to a level of tahara. He was filled with love to the shvatim, even though they did that to him. Look how he loved his brothers, despite what they did to him. Look how he loved them, and he told them. And the only reason he put them through that whole business was just to help them. He only put them through that to help them. And then Yosef HaTzadik said, Al yeira levavchem, al te'asu, right? You remember he told his brothers, don't be sad, please don't. He started crying and he was kissing them. Don't be sad. It's not you. The Baruch Shalom wanted me to be here. Al te'asu, don't be sad. Don't be upset. Khalil, can you imagine? Unbelievable. We're not masik there. That's how you become a holy person. That's how you reach the level of Yosef HaTzadik. I feel in the shverst inside, or the shverst in the Sionis. And he went through the most difficult times, the most difficult in the Sionis, with his midas, with his kedusha. By there's a zochlias mekovel tahar. And it's davke, how he was zeuche to be a merkava, that he was zeuche to be a chariot upon which that quality of tahara, of pureness, would come into the world. Chazal say that someone who is not jealous, then in the grave his bones do not rot. That his bones are pure. The opposite of that Jew whose aveiros are engraved upon his bones. And he's able to reach a level of that every effort that's made in this Inyan is able to be mashpia gevaldige tahara. I'll just say that outside, in this last section, he discusses the fact that this time of the year is the degel, is the flag of the tribe of Reuven. Of Tammuz, of and Elul, is the flag of the camp of Reuven. And the whole Inyan of Reuven was that Reuven was such a person. Reuven lost the right to the firstborn. And all he wanted to do was to save his brother afterwards, to save Yosef HaTzadik. The whole Inyan of Reuven, how he was demoted, the whole Inyan of Reuven is that he knew inside of himself that he should have been the Bechor, and he should have had all of that Kedusha, all of the Madregas of the Bechor, and he had every reason in the world to feel that this was denied him, and that Yosef HaTzadik was given this Madrega. And not only did Reuven not hate him, not only did Reuven not despise him, but Reuven wanted to save his life, and was always concerned and was worried, and what did we do, and we did something that was terrible, did something wrong. This is the Avodah of Reuven also, and that's why this time of the year of Elul is during the Tkufa of this time of Reuven. So this is the best Hachana that we could make after all is said and done. So let me just end with a tiny little story of how we can strengthen our awareness of Uvechein Ovel HaMelech, that when I said this Kol Nidre, so a couple of years ago, I mentioned this Maisa from one of the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, I don't remember, but I think it was from the Tzaddik. I think it was from the Tzaddik, Reb Motl Chernobyl, or his father, the Mori Naim. I'm not sure, but it was one of the tzaddikim that there was a Talmud. One of his chassidim came to him. One of the chassidim came to him with sorrows to talk about. He had sorrows in his life, and he came to the tzaddik, and the tzaddik said, "You know what? I can't talk to you about this right now, but I want to tell you." The tzaddik told him, "I want to tell you something. That I want to tell you what's going to happen to you tomorrow. I want to tell you a schedule tomorrow. I want to tell you that at 9:30, you know, your son is going to slam the door in your face. I want to tell you that at 10 o'clock, your wife's going to laugh at you, that you're an idiot. I want to tell you that at 11 o'clock, the deal that you thought you're having tomorrow in business with that gvir, you're going to find out that he gave the business to your best friend." And he told him, like, the whole day. From Shachris, from time he gets up till time he goes to sleep. I told him some good things too. Mostly it was bad stuff. He said, this is your schedule tomorrow. And this guy, and this chassid is listening to this and he's crying. And the Rebbe said, "Now I want to tell you something. I'm going to tell you now what you're going to be zeicher if you're able to control yourself and to hold on, to be besimcha. I want to, and not to lose it. I want to tell you what you're going to be zeicher for at 9:15 when your son slams the door and you don't go running after him yelling at him. And instead you talk to him be'ahava and you try to work with him. Then you're going to be zeicher." And the tzaddik told him, which wasn't written in the sefer, but told him, "You're going to be zeicher for this, to misakan these averis." And he told him averis that he did early in his life. And you're going to get this amount of time out of Gehenna. And Eidlam Hav. He told him all these things. He told him the whole schedule. So he said, "Okay." He said, "Go, and Hashem's book should be with you. And then I want to speak to you tomorrow night." It came the next day. And this chassid got up in the morning. He went to shul. Came back at breakfast, 9:15. All of a sudden, the kid is upset. Starts to yell. They get to the back and forth. Bam! Slams the door. Doesn't say work. The wife can't believe it. Doesn't usually screams like an idiot. Then at 9:30, she gives it to him. And the whole thing, 11 o'clock exactly. Not only is he not going crazy, but every single time he's waiting 11 o'clock. It's a valdige matanis I'm going to get now. 11 o'clock. It's coming, a big matana. And then all of a sudden, he loses the business deal. And that's the Rebbe told him that if you're not going to lose your emuna and you're not going to fall apart because of losing that deal, you're going to be zeich. That's how he told him things to be zeich. The whole day went like this. So finally, when he came back at night to report to the Rebbe, so the Rebbe said to him, "Nu Yankala, how did your day go?" So he said, "The Rebbe was mamish terrific." So this is why. What happened at 9:15? My son called me this, called me that, slammed it on my face, 10 o'clock, 9:30, my wife, whatever, get the whole thing. And what happened? So he said, everything was, Baruch Hashem, exactly the Rebbe said. And did you get angry? Did you get upset? Were you jealous? Were you this or that? No. Taivet? No. So the Rebbe said, then you're zoiche for all those matanis. Something is answered. Now the Rebbe said to him, "Now tell me the problems that you wanted to speak to me about yesterday when you came." So then he said, "No, Rebbe, forget this. Baruch Hashem, I don't have any problems. Everything's okay." So why? Because he understood, at that moment, he understood. The Rebbe just showed him one day what every one of us goes through in a day, that you were supposed to pick up the kid at this time, didn't come. And you were expecting this to happen, didn't happen. And this went wrong. And the nisyanis, and all different inyanim of gashmis and ruchnis. The Rebbe gave that chassid. He saw that chassid was falling into smallness. And for whatever reason, the Rebbe gave him the schus to show him one day of avayda. One day of what? Of vayas kenar. Letting it go. Let it go. One day, the matanas, the gifts that he was bizaycha for. And because of that, now when he looked back on the other problems that he had, so these vayas kenar. Vayas kenar. So what is it? They asked Kenar, and nothing was able to hurt him, nothing was able to upset him, because he believed with all of his heart that every single thing that he was going through was to bring him to those matanas. And he has to be mezgar, but to be strong. If we think of that, it can give us tremendous, tremendous chizik to come into the Yom Nirayim in such a way of uvechein avel ha-melech, in a way of letting go of the anger and the kapedis and the jealousy. And I hope that somehow, in some tiny little way, at least thinking about these Nyan during the summer, has made us more sensitive to things, and to try to think about it, to work on it, and it's the void of all of our lives. And I want to make it clear, I'm hoping that I didn't in any way give any impression that I have accomplished anything in my life in these inyanim, that I certainly haven't. And I'm sure that everybody here is much ahead of me in all these inyanim, and it's just what all of us have to do in our lives to try to make, not only that we should have a place in the coming world, which is for sure, but even this world could be so much better. Aaron had a good life, because he lived in such a way, when everybody else was screaming and yelling and throwing themselves on the floor, Aaron was able to stand safe and say, no, Adrabba, let it be. Good. To be easy. We should try to think of this, to come to Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, to be easier people than we were last year. And then the Baruch Hashem will be easier with us, and it'll be easier with our loved ones, that each and every one of us should be nechtav and nechtam, la'alta, the sifrei, tzaddikim. Should be a good gesund yoga bench steward for each and every one of you, and I thank you. And again, and I hope I didn't say anything that was too sharp, too strong, that would upset any of you, Chalila. And if I did, then I'm asking you for mechila, and it's an opportunity to work on your midas, and for me to work on my midah of being more careful. And the Baruch Hashem should help each and every one of us. We should see only gula yeshu lana l'kol yisrael.